Blog Talk Radio.
Life, inquiring minds would like to know. I'm sure you're sitting there thinking, am I? Coach Adams, that is truly an intriguing question. Well, you know, I'm happy that you think so, and I want us to grow together. So we're going to go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Are you living free? Inquiring minds would like to know.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams. Hello to our global listening audience on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal and professional coach, Master Motivator Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I am so excited about that we're going to dig into today or lean into today. You know, interestingly enough, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question that you, our global listening audience, continues to give us, and we so appreciate that. You know, we encourage you that if you are not listening on a regular basis and you maybe have missed some of our installments, we want to encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, you know, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. You know, again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. And as it so turns out, on our last installment, we talked about the joy of fulfillment. And when we were looking at this joy of fulfillment, at the heart of that was the satisfaction that comes with achieving our goals, our visions, and our dreams. It was really rich. And again, we encourage you to lean back into our on-demand library and take a listen. You know, allow me to where we're going and the framework of what's happening in today's broadcast. So I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our specific subject. And then, if time permits, we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time our global listening audience, we welcome your questions and your comments around today's installment. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy, don't be scared. Chime right on in at the appropriate time with your questions and your comments. And speaking of which, if you don't already have your pens and your notepads, you're sitting in front of your desktops, your laptops, your smartphones with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need to capture the richness that will be shared today, we encourage you to grab it so you can do that, because when we open the lines, you've already captured some thoughts or a question that you would like answered during that time. And again, we love the richness of your engagement with us, so we encourage you to chime in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into and lean into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We encourage you to allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, being that you support us and do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's installment. You know, we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support in expanding our outreach, because this is the reality. We recognize that we can't do it without YOU, and so we don't take it lightly as you share with others and your presence here. And so we thank you, we thank you, we thank you so much for just simply giving and lending your support. And, you know, as we get into today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we have what I believe to be a very rich topic that we're diving into. And I'm really excited about it as we are in our Shape Up series. And our topic is freedom fighter. And, of course, tomorrow is the 4th of July, Independence Day, and we're looking at this process of living free. And I want you to begin to really think about where you are on your journey of this process of being free. You know, when it comes to being free, one of the greatest lessons that I have learned and the richest insight is this, that we want to be quote-unquote free. I want to be free. But freedom, something free is not in essence free. Someone had to pay a price, a cost for that freedom. And when we look at where we're going in this journey, it's so important to understand that if you want to be free, you have to recognize that it's going to cost you something. Time, energy, sacrifice, sweat equity, whatever that may be. You know, I think about my journey of independence, as I like to call it, being a full-time entrepreneur since 2005. Literally, full-time entrepreneur since 2005. And for those of you that, of course, are regular listeners, you've heard Coach Adams speak about this. And so you know, obviously, you know, that I've shared this on more than one occasion. And the reason why I often will reference it is that one would say, ooh, I want to not have to, quote unquote, go into a job every day. I would love that. I would love to manage my own time. I would love to, if I want to work on the beach today, I can do that. I would love the freedom, the perception around this freedom of being an entrepreneur and this independence. Oh, I want it. I want it. I want it. But the question is this. You may want it, but are you willing to do what's required to have it? Are you willing on your journey to do what's required to have the freedom that you say you desire? Tomorrow, 4th of July, Independence Day, we celebrate the independence, but yet, someone had to pay the price for this Declaration of Independence, has this independence that we celebrate on the 4th of July. And so when you're looking at saying, I want to be free, you have to ask yourself, are you willing? And I say willing because it's your decision, your choice. Are you willing to pay the price that's required to walk in freedom? And I have to ask you, when you're processing that, you must evaluate, what has you in bondage? What is causing you not to walk in freedom? And we're talking about freedom as it relates to pursuing your dreams, working your vision, and achieving your goals. What is it that has you bound in bondage that you're not living life free? Is it a lack of confidence? Think about that. Is it that I'm not living and being independent because of the lack of confidence? Many of us struggle in this zone of having the confidence, the boldness, being courageous on our journey. Okay, so that's one area that we need to process. If I'm not living life that's free, if I'm not living and walking in freedom, I have to evaluate what has me in bondage. Am I afraid to pursue my dreams? Am I struggling with past disappointments that maybe I've had along the way? You know, I was pursuing my vision and I was trying to work my vision and, you know, wanted to achieve my goals and live my dreams, but then I didn't quite make the mark. I missed it. And I'm dealing with a disappointment of the past. And that disappointment has me saying, well, you know, I didn't achieve it previously. I wasn't successful. So, you know, now I'm not even going to try because of the disappointment. Again, I say, are you living free? Are you living and walking in freedom when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams? Are you free to do and to be as you desire? Are you? Do you have the confidence, or are you in bondage because you lack the confidence that's needed? Are you in bondage because of past disappointments? Past words discourage you. You share your big, audacious dream with someone, and they say, girl, guy, you can't do that. Are you crazy? What makes you think you can do that? You've never done anything like that before. Are you serious? And so someone's words, they spoke those words and they became seeds of doubt on your journey. And you were already struggling in bondage to the lack of confidence. And so you begin to water those seeds of discouragement that someone began to plant in your soul. Someone, because of those words that were spoken, now you're watering them because of the past disappointment that you've had, and you didn't quite make the mark sometime in the past, and you're struggling with confidence. And so you continue to water those words of discouragement. In addition, you're feeling fearful on your journey. Oh my gosh, I'm so afraid. I'm so scared. What if I don't do it right? Oh, I'm so scared. Oh my gosh, I'm taking this risk. What if it doesn't work out the way that I want it to? And so you're now on your journey. And what has happened is that you are settling. And so you're not living free. You're not living independently because now you're in bondage. You're in bondage to that job that you have to go to because now you have all of these debts and expenses and you have all of these obligations and needs, and all of this has piled up on you. And so you are not able to live and be free. Today is about regaining your power so that you can live as a freedom fighter. What do I mean by that? Meaning that you are working your vision. You are free to work your vision. You are achieving your goals, and ultimately you are living your dreams. You see, freedom is all about this power, and this power that enables us on our journey to be able to pursue what we desire to pursue, to think in a manner of which we want to think without hindrance, without being in bondage, without constraint. And that is the power of freedom. And I don't know who you are listening in. I don't know where you are on your journey. But what I do know is that there is great freedom when you live your journey on your own terms. You know, I think about my journey again. I have been independent and entrepreneur since 2005. And I have to admit, it has not been an easy journey. It really has not been. There's been highs, there's been lows, and there's been everything in between. But the one thing that I can say with great certainty, and I want to encourage you, our global listening audience that is tuned in today to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You. As we take this journey, as we prepare to observe 4th of July, Independence Day, independence is all about freedom, and that's why we're talking about being a freedom fighter as it relates to working our vision so that we can achieve our goals and ultimately live out our dreams. And so on this journey, again, I've been an entrepreneur since 2005, There's been high highs, low lows, everything in between. It has not been an easy journey. But the one thing that I can say with great certainty is that it has been the most fulfilling season of my life because I have tapped into a higher call of purpose that has given my life great meaning and therefore significance in what I'm doing. I know I'm making an impact. And so I want to encourage you to recognize that on your journey, if you want to be free, you have to first have a clear vision. This clear vision is our ability to envision from the inside out. What is it that you desire? What is your vision? What is it that you desire to achieve? Many of us, we are just simply living life in a state of existence simply because we don't know what our vision is. We don't have a clear vision. On my journey, because of the high highs and the low lows, I've been able to overcome. I've been able to have a heart of a lion, and I've been able to have this fight and tenacity. I've been able to press through adversity because the vision is clear. And so if you're struggling, first of all, you have to, everything starts with that vision because the vision gives you clarity journey. And if you're lacking that vision, you have to step back and evaluate. Maybe your vision is clear, but you've lost sight of it. You need to bring the vision back before you. You know, I love a quote by Steve Jobs, obviously founder of Apple. And the quote is, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. And I can honestly say that when I've gotten into those moments of feeling discouraged, in those moments of struggle, in those moments of questioning, because the vision is clear, it begins to pull me forward. Foremost, have a clear vision. And if you don't, you have to tap into that. And understanding that when you have the vision, you have to keep the vision before you. You know, I often work with my coaching clients, and so often people will start the year, obviously, with outlining what their goals are. When I start in a one-on-one coaching partnership with any of my clients, we have a focus and scope. It's 90 days of focus because I require a minimum to start with my clients 90 days. It's 90 days at a time. And so I'll ask my clients, I'll say, okay, what is our focus? What is the focus and scope of what you desire to zone in on over the next 90 days? What is the target that we're working on? Some may say, Coach Adams, I want to double my income. Coach Adams, I want to take my business level, my vision. I want to achieve this goal of making this amount of money. I want to achieve this goal, this weight loss goal. I want to do this. I want to do that. Whatever that may look like for them. And as we're on the journey, I'll constantly ask them, are you keeping the vision before you? When was the last time you looked at your goals, your focus, and your scope? Is it in a stack of papers on your desk, and has it gotten hidden there since the beginning of the year when you outlined them, and now here we are midway through the year, half the year is behind us. And now if someone was to ask you, what are your goals, your vision is not clear. You've lost sight of what your vision is. You've lost sight on what you desire to achieve and what your dreams are because you have not kept the vision before you. And again, I love this quote by Stephen Jobs, because if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. And see, the thing is this, that when you are working on it, anytime I open into a new coaching partnership with my clients, they will often say, "Coach Adams, I'm so nervous, but yet I'm so excited." And they're excited because the vision has them excited. If you're not excited on where you are on your journey, if you're feeling lackluster, it's because your vision needs to be crystallized to the next level. Because when you have the right vision, the right goals, and the right dreams, I agree with Stephen Jobs, it will pull you forward. In my coaching practice, I'll often tell my clients, I can't push you along. You have to have the worthy goals before you, that you're so motivated that I can support you on the journey, but I can't pull you along and do the work for you. You have to tap into that which is on the inside of you that would drive you. And granted, you may have some bad habits that you have to replace. I get it. You may have some areas where you need support with strategies that would serve you. I get it. That's where a coach, a great mentor, comes into play. But we can't give you the excitement for your vision. That excitement for your vision has to come from the vision itself that you have envisioned from the inside out. And so when you are clear with your vision, that sets you on the pathway of freedom. Because as you pursue your vision, you are now able to navigate away from the bondages that come with you having to be on a job. And that job controlling you instead of you controlling it. You're not living your journey based on your own terms. You're living it, and you are in bondage to someone else. I want you to think about that, because we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in. We're talking about being a freedom fighter, as I keep getting tongue-tied on that. And this freedom fighter is the freedom that comes as you fight for your vision, as you fight to achieve your goals, as you fight to live out your dreams. In that, you become free. And so number one, we said, I got to get clear on this vision because something is lacking. I got to get clear on where I'm going, because once you have that vision before you, I often say it's like a little doggy with a bone. Oh, you let that dog get that bone in its mouth, it's not going to let you take it out. And that now begins to, as Stephen Jobs stated, the vision begins to pull you. It begins to draw you in the direction of where you want to go. Now, granted, you may not have all of the answers. You may have to do some research. You may need support with a coach to get the strategies that are needful. You may need to consult with mentors. You may need to educate yourself to the next level, read whatever it may be. But you have the basic foundation to build from. And that basic foundation is a clear vision. And when your vision is clear, it stirs up something on the inside of you. That now, even in your uncertainty, even when you are dealing with and facing fear, courage begins to stir up because you recognize there's a higher call on my life. Your vision is clear. what you desire to achieve. Your goals are before you, and your dreams, you can see them because you've taken the time to envision them. And next on the journey is about being courageous and bold, stepping out of your comfort zone. See, when we are able to, number one, have a clear vision, that releases us from the bondage of the uncertainty of being blind and not being able to see. And then when I'm able to redefine the fear that I may suffer in my life, the hesitation, that's why I often will tell my clients, do something that you've never done before. Try something new. Take on something that you've been afraid to do so that you begin to get in that process of that habit of doing things that are uncomfortable for you. You know, I shared on last week that recently I had the opportunity to take a helicopter ride, and it was something that I'd wanted to do. But, of course, with the loss of Kobe Bryant, you know, that overshadowing of a helicopter accident was in the backdrop of my mind. And I had to process through that image of the loss of life that was suffered from people that were known in the industry. Now, it was different if you never heard about a helicopter crashing, right? It's like, ugh. But when you have that as the backdrop, you now have to navigate differently. I remember I was speaking with someone, and I asked them, I said, I was going to San Francisco. This was like 2 years ago. I took my goddaughter there for her birthday, right? And I said, do you know anyone that we could do a helicopter ride? And they told me, they said, oh, no, we don't do helicopters anymore. After the whole Kobe Bryant thing, we don't do that. So there was all of this overshadowing. And I share that with you because it took courage for me to say, I'm going to do it. I don't want to have the regrets of it. It's been something I've wanted to do. And it was challenging to get beyond the mindset of the hesitation of the stuff, the backdrop of what? Not my own words. It wasn't my own words. But it was the words, the discouraging words of other people. Because I have a very, people who know me, they know that I have a truly adventurous heart and spirit. Ooh, you know, I love taking on a great adventure. I was sharing with a cousin of mine in Louisiana literally just 2 days ago. And the subject came up because 1 year I went to Louisiana and we were talking, and he said, do you remember when you did that airboat ride in the swamp? I said, oh, of course I do. That has been one of the most enjoyable things that I did. But again, it took courage. So I'm sharing these stories with you because I want you to know on your journey, you got to get to that place of doing things that require you to be courageous and bold and to stretch out of your comfort zone. And we were laughing about the bayou tour that I did by airboat. And we were laughing about that because of this. We had to sign, my cousin and I, oh my gosh, so many releases. In and of itself, that concerned me. We didn't know these people. We're way in the back bayou swamps of Louisiana. Deep in the swamps of Louisiana. We don't know these people. They could make the decision to just toss us into the swamp. We don't know, because they had you to release any responsibility to them. And in my mind, I'm like, I want this experience, but oh my God, I was like concerned. I don't know these people. But I had to make the decision to allow the courage to rise up, press the fear down. You see, courage has been stated that it is this fear redefined under fire. that you decide, I'm not going to allow the fear to stop me from doing what I desire to do. I'm not going to allow the fear, but many of us, we're in bondage to fear. We've allowed our lack of confidence because of negative words that people have spoken, and we've been watering those words or past disappointments, and so we have settled. And so if we want to be free on our journey, if we want to be able to have the freedom without hindrance, without constraint, number one, our vision must be clear. Number two, we must intentionally, with intention, deliberately make the decision. When we are dealing with that fork in the road, fear, courage, which way will you go? Courage or fear? Now, you can't have both competing thoughts, feelings in the same space at any given time. You have to decide, which will I allow to dominate in that very moment that you're facing that fork in the road? The other reason why we're not free, and I'm dealing with this regularly where I'm fighting to grow and improve in this area in my own life, is discipline. Many of us, we lack discipline. We just want to be loosey-goosey, you know, I want to do my own thing, do what I want to do. And it's the daily routines and the daily practices that are the converter to us working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. You see, it's the things that we do routinely that get us to this place of freedom. Every decision that we make, each moment of the day will determine if we're willing to sacrifice what we want, sacrifice our pleasures, what we want, sacrifice when we don't feel like it. That's growing in discipline. And as we grow in discipline, when we do those things that are routine daily that is required, for example, if you don't outline what your day is going to look like, guess what? Somebody else will control your time because you have not given a blueprint, a strategy to what your day looks like. Something as simple as outlining, what am I going to accomplish today? What is it that I desire to do? And focusing that we are now operating in the right time management quadrants. Can't get into the details of that. If you want more information, you have to go back to the archives and look at a previous installment around where we've covered the time management quadrants. But I want you to know that the area that we fall short on is that we're not planning, and that is key. 87% of our time should be spent in planning, and many of us, we don't have that discipline. I often share with my clients that, you know, outline your day the night before, and continuously you should be looking at, what does my day look like? What does my week look like? What does my month look like? Recently, I went to listen to some live jazz with some individuals, and I was tickled because I looked over at the table while they are enjoying this live jazz. Real story, just happened. And three of them were, they had their day planners out, and they were looking over and going into what their day was, and just kind of, they're in this little day planner club themselves, and so they were carrying that over into this moment of enjoyment. And I said, you guys are working on your planners right now? They said, yeah, we're trying to make sure we stay on track. And I said, I love that. As a coach, I can appreciate that.
Do you outline your day? Do you have the discipline that you are outlining your day so that you know what it is that your day will look like? What are the big rocks that you have that serve your vision, that are getting you closer to achieving your goals and living out your dreams? See, discipline, when you're willing to sacrifice things that are pleasurable, that you enjoy, for the bigger picture, you're now moving in the direction of closing that gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. And as you close that gap, guess what happens? You get closer and closer to being free. No one owns your time. You have it. You own it, but you've positioned yourself. Many of you know that I'm an executive consultant, and what's interesting is that, and I don't say this from a place of arrogance, but I'm humbled by it. Any consulting assignment that I have been fortunate to have, the people want to hire me. And I've made the decision that, no, I will not be hired because now I lose my freedom. I can come in as an executive consultant, and I can do it on my own terms. I can tell you when I'm available, what that rate looks like, so on and so forth. We can designate what that time frame looks like. But if I'm your employee, I lose my freedom. I'm beholden to you. And so it's a different makeup. But we have to sacrifice and be disciplined to get what we desire. The other on our journey is we're talking about being a freedom fighter as it relates to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living our dreams, getting beyond the bondages of those things that often hold us back, the lack of confidence, disappointments of the past, discouraging words that someone has spoken that now have been planted in the soul in our hearts, and now we're watering and nurturing that. The fears, false evidence appearing real, those things that I don't know, I'm just afraid to take a risk. I'm afraid to step out. I'm afraid to try anything. I'm afraid. What if I fail? But what if you succeed? Think about that. Don't settle on your journey. Don't settle. And so what do you need to do to get free? You have to make sure your vision is clear and that you're constantly keeping your vision before you. Don't let it get buried on your desk in a stack of papers, but keep it before you. Why take the time to outline your goals and your vision and then have it hidden from you and you don't know, here 6 months gone, half of the year gone, and you don't even know what your target is anymore because you have not kept your vision before you. You have to be bold and courageous on your journey. And when you know what your vision is, as I stated, that Stephen Jobs quote, the vision will pull you along. It helps to give you that fire of courage because you recognize that the vision is based on a higher call of purpose, and now you're driven to achieve it. You have the desire to want to see that gap closing. But one of the reasons why we don't close the gap is we lack the discipline that we need. Those daily practices and routines in our schedule around us every day that we have to do, and we don't want to do it. Why? Because it's boring. It is. I have to tell you, it is. Doing those routine things every day, it's boring. When I sit down to outline what my schedule is going to look like, it's boring. It is. It's not exciting, but I know that I have to give a vision to my day. I know that I have to have a strategy of how am I navigating on my journey. And then, you have to increase and turn up the volume of your grittiness. You got to have some grit on your journey. You know, when I looked up the word grit some time ago for a reason that I won't mention in this moment, but when I looked up grit, I learned that grit is an indomitable spirit. And the reason why I wanted to bring that in as it relates to being a freedom fighter working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, you got to have some grit. You have to have that indomitable spirit that says, I'm going to fight for it. I'm not going to quit. That's going to be adventurous. You know, something that's gritty. Ooh, it's adventurous. It's performance-based. It's exciting. If you are not feeling exhilarated on your journey, if your vision does not excite you, you need to step back. If your goals do not excite you, you need to step back. If your dream doesn't excite you, you need to step back and you need to evaluate. Am I on the right pathway? Have I lost my way? Do I need to reevaluate where I'm going? Because the journey should be exciting. And that is what grit is. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. And if you're lacking that, you need to step back and reprocess. And I encourage you today to make sure your vision is clear and you keep it before you. I encourage you to be and pump up that base and gauge of courage in you. Don't be cowardly. Don't be the cowardly lion. But start to take small risks that help to now take greater risk. Increase the discipline that's needed in your life, the daily practices and routines. And have an indomitable spirit. Approach life from a position of grit. I want to come to you here on Motivational Mondays. Oh, I'm excited about coming to the lines. You know, this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. You know, you've invested this hour of empowerment. I want to hear from you. What are you taking away from this theme and topic that we're talking about today? Of being a freedom fighter for working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams on your journey. What are you taking away? What's standing out for you? Would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The dial-in number, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9370. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open. We would love to hear from YOU. Did you get anything from this topic of Freedom Fighter? What stood out for you? Where do you need to zone in and refine so that you can get greater results on your journey? Do you have a question around what has been shared? Do you have something that you would like to add to the conversation? Let's lean in and talk about it. I would love to hear from you. Again, our lines are open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be scared. Lean on in. Let's hear from you. Would love to get you to interact with us today. As we continue in today's program, you know, I want to support you on your journey of freedom and independence because I recognize that independence gives us freedom. And the more we can get to that base of being independent, where we're not held to, beholden to the things of life, the stuff, the all of that, we are able to be free. And so I want to give you a gift to support you in this process of being free. You know, from time to time throughout the year, I offer complimentary coaching. And so we're in a season right now because we've gotten a half of the year already closed out. And now we're on the last half of the year. So through the month of July, I am gifting the gift of coaching for anyone that joins in a one-on-one coaching partnership with me. I'm going to give you one complimentary month of coaching.
valued at $450. There are restrictions. It is for those that get into a coaching partnership. This is a bonus coaching month that you would receive. And so if you're interested in finding out more information around this, I want to encourage you to either text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. You know, coaching makes the difference. It really does. It is without question a game changer. I know it personally, professionally, it is a game changer. Because the reality is this, that life will send all of the stuff that causes us to lose focus. But the one thing that I can say with great certainty that coaching does is it constantly brings you back to your focus. You know, I have grown to realize the importance of having the right people on your team on your journey. When you have the right people on your team, the right people supporting your vision, your goals, and your dreams, you're in a better position for your dreams to become a reality, for your goals to be achieved, and for you to work your vision. Why? Because you can accomplish things by yourself. You really can. There's a statement. One can set 1,000 in a flight. But there's something extra uniquely special that happens in a partnership. One can set 1,000 in flight. So, yes, you can accomplish some things on your own. Absolutely you can. But there's a special uniqueness that happens. One can set 1,000 in flight, but two can set 10,000 in flight. There is a greater capacity that happens when two people link together in partnership. And that's what a coaching partnership does for you. It is this linking together so that you, with the vision, goals, and dreams that you have, you now are able to achieve more because you are in a partnership position that supports you for greater success. And I want you to know that I would love the opportunity to walk alongside with you on this journey. You know, we're at that stage, and I want to remind you, our lines are open. Let me see, do we have anyone in the queue? Nope, we do not, and that's okay. Would love to invite you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, I want you to know that if you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it's an open group. All are welcome. Maybe you're feeling a little shy about speaking on the airwaves today. I get it. You may be on the road multitasking, listening in, but not able to chime in. I understand. Our social media platform of Motivational Mondays forum, it's available for you to keep the conversation going. You can ask a question. You can make a statement or comment around today's installment. You can also give a recommendation of a topic that you would like to see covered on Motivational Mondays or even a show guest. We would love to hear those thoughts from you. So feel free, if you're not already a member of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, to ask to join, and we would welcome you so we can continue the conversation through social media. If you're tuning in for the first time, maybe someone invited you, and you're like, okay, who is this Coach Adams? Okay, maybe I got a little sun from Motivational Mondays today, but I want to learn more about the host, Coach Adams. Visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com. So what did we talk about today? We talked about this process of growing in our capacity of being a freedom fighter. Why is this important? So that we can live free. Free from what? Free from hindrance, free from constraints, that ultimately we are able to live the lives that we were created to live and be freely authentic in that. There's such great power. Many of us are living lives bound, just existing because of some things that are hindering us. And so we want to break those hindrances, those constraints, that constraint of the lack of confidence, You need to step out and do some things and get that success of accomplishing what you say, and even in the small things, because that now builds your confidence. I remember my very first wind shop that I produced in its entirety myself. Ooh, I am telling you, I was nervous. Oh, my gosh. I was dealing with anxiety and fear because I had never done it. I had to, you know, put myself on the line to book the space. I had to come up with the content. I had to create a workbook all on my own. I had to, you know, get people to register. I had to do marketing, all of these different elements of it, all by myself. And I'm speaking in front of a group for the first time. Oh, my gosh. And I am telling you, it was nerve-wracking for me. I was nervous about it. But I knew the importance of having the vision in front of me. So I kept the vision of what I was looking to do before me. I knew that I had to stretch out of my comfort zone. I couldn't stay in my comfort zone. I had to take a bold and courageous step if I wanted to close that gap and move in the direction of my vision. And I knew that I had to stay disciplined in the process if I wanted for this opportunity to be a success. And I had to have that indomitable spirit, grit, to make sure that it was accomplished. And I remember like it happened yesterday, and this was, wow, so long ago at this stage. This was probably, I want to say, 2002 or thereabouts. And when I tell you, when I took that first step, oh, wow, the exhilaration of I'm accomplishing, I'm doing it, I'm putting it out there. I'm not allowing myself to get stuck. I'm not allowing myself to be discouraged, but rather I'm allowing myself to be encouraged. And I'm taking and fueling that flame and redefining that fear with the energy that I need to accomplish it. And all of what I had to do on my own to be able to come out on the other side, which taps us back to what we talked about last week. When we achieve something, it now fuels us. And so the reason why I shared that with you, let's not miss the point. The point of my sharing that with you is the more you step out, the more courageous you will become, the more confident you will become, because you're stepping out, desiring to do what you want to do, and that brings about freedom. And speaking of freedom, it's time to close out today's Freedom Fighter episode here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I trust you have gotten some great richness, and I want to extend to each and every one of you, our global listening audience listening in, and we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. May you have a safe and sane 4th of July holiday as you celebrate Independence Day. And I want you to know that others are walking in their independence. What will you do to walk in your independence and be free? Remember that coaching opportunity that I gave to you. Text or call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, but I do encourage you, save the date, mark the time on your calendar each week to jumpstart your week motivated and empowered with tools that support you on your journey to achieve greater results. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.